Go to Ecclesiastes. Yolanda wasn't at Bible study Tuesday night, but she's all over everything. She's all over everything. Tuesday night, we ministered a message entitled The Unpredictable Life. And today, I'm going to finish it. The Unpredictable Life. Say that with me. The Unpredictable Life. Unpredictable Life. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 through 6. Please stand for the reading of the word. If you don't have a Bible, look with somebody else. And, you know, if you come to church, you ought to have a Bible. You know I'm a preach, right? That's like coming to Bible study without a Bible and a pencil and some paper. It's called Bible study. That means you take notes so you can leave out and study. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 through 6. We're going to read it all together. Most of us should have the New King James Version of the Bible. And if you don't have that, just follow along with us as best as you can. Ecclesiastes 11, let's begin reading at verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight. For you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. So you do not know. And I just got to stop there a minute. That's three times. You do not know. And that's why I say Yolanda was all over it. You do not know. There's just some things you are not going to know. So let's start reading again here at verse 5 again. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Scripture is very clear. You do not know. There's just some things we will not know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 6. We're going to look at one verse. Verse 9. You there? Look at verse 9, Galatians 6. And let us not grow weary while doing what? While doing good, for when? In due season. Somebody say due season. In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart, if we don't faint, if we don't give up. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The unpredictable life. There is no way for us to know what evil or economic downturn will hit the earth. We don't know that. Nobody was expecting what happened around 07, 08. No one was expecting that. So there was no way for us to know. Now, when we said Tuesday, that we talked about on Tuesday night, that the stock markets and everything that goes up and down and up and down. We don't have any way of knowing when the stock market is going to bounce and go back to a good place. We don't have that knowledge. But what we've learned Tuesday night is I can prepare for it. I don't know when it's going to happen. And what was you saying? What was it you kept saying over and over again? Somehow we know things are going to turn around, but I don't know when it's going to turn around. And so I have to stay in a constant state of preparation. So I have to always be preparing myself for what's inevitable, which is the turnaround. Are you there? But distributing of what is good will result in a generous return in the harvest. That's what we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I will get what's good returned to me based on the good that I'm putting out there. So if I am distributing of what is good, I will get the generous return that I am looking for. But I don't know when that's going to happen. Life is like cards. Playing cards. Anybody play cards? I don't really, not a real card player. But you got to learn how to play the hand you were dealt. So when you're sitting at the table and they hand you your cards, you got to pick them cards up, and they might not be a good hand. And so you get rid of some and you get hit with some more, and you're looking to do what? Get a better hand. Sometimes you have to fold it because you said, man, ain't nothing I can do with this hand. So you have to fold it up, and then you have to wait. But if you stay there and you keep playing because you believe at some point this thing is going to turn around and I'm going to get a good hand to play and I'm walking out of here and I'm going to win something. And so I have to play the hand I was dealt. And I have to learn how to be happy with myself in my internal universe. There's an outer universe and there's an internal universe. I have to learn how to be happy in my internal universe and tap into who I really am and not allow the things that's going on outside of me to throw me off, because I am tapped into the greater reality, which is within me, not outside of me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater reality lives in you. So I have to learn how to be content in whatever state I'm in. I got to learn how to be happy when the money is there, happy when the money is not there, happy in hard times, happy in good times, joy in the morning and joy in the evening, and joy when I don't have it, and joy when I do get it. I got to learn how to keep myself happy. Too many of us allow happiness to be something that happens outside of us. And so it fluctuates. It's always up and down. Some of our lives is like the stock market. See, it's always up and down. I'm happy one day, call you on the phone 2 days later. What's the problem? Oh, I'm just looking at this and checking, looking at that. And, and then you start complaining about everything because you haven't learned how to keep yourself happy. You have to learn how to tap into who you are inwardly and not allow, again, things that are outside of you to dictate to you whether you're going to experience joy or happiness or whatever you're going to experience. I never want to allow my outside experience to hinder me from being happy and walking in joy and smiling just because I feel good. You got to work on that. So we may not see immediate results as we share those good things of life, but the eventual harvest is sure. I may not see an immediate return, but I know that the harvest is sure. And the scripture went on to say, just as the clouds empty themselves when full, so surely do troubles and trials come to us. Nobody escapes it. We look at people that have a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with that. But how many of you know money won't make you happy either? I know sometimes we say, man, if I had this much money, I'd be, no, you wouldn't. You'd be the same person you are now with money. You'd have money, but you'd be the same person you are now. That's why you got to do something with yourself now, so when your harvest come, you'll be able to stay in the place you ought to stay and not let that money drive you to a place that you shouldn't be. In my earlier life, if I would have had a lot of money, I'd have killed my fool self, because I'd have had all that money to buy all the dope I wanted to. If you got a lust problem and you end up with a lot of money, you're gonna have money to buy any woman you want. You're gonna have diseases that they don't know nothing about yet because of the money that you have. Are y'all there? Remember, the more money just makes you more of who you really are. That's why it's imperative that you get yourself together, so when your harvest comes. See, you're not blown away with that. You know how to manage things and you know how to keep it together, because the harvest is sure. Tell your neighbor, the harvest is sure. Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And the scripture went on to say, and once a tree falls, its destiny is sealed. Once a tree falls, its destiny is sealed. Or in other words, it is inevitable that trouble will hit the earth. Trouble will hit the earth. Trouble will hit the earth. You're seeing it now. So it is possible to be too cautious. Scripture tells us if we wait for perfect conditions, we'll never get nothing done. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will accomplish nothing. The person who waits for certainty will wait forever. The person who waits for certainty will wait forever. Nothing is ever going to be perfect for you to make a move. So many times we say, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back to school when. I'm going to do this when. And when never shows up. You ever notice that? And so you've been talking that same talk for the last 5 years. What you going to do when this happens? And how many of you know you can't wait for perfect conditions to get and start doing what you need to do? You got to start stepping now. Because if you keep waiting for perfect conditions, you will be waiting forever. I said that, I mentioned that about school, because some people in here probably need to go back to school and they're waiting for the perfect condition. And school is so easy to go to now, you can go to school online. Take one class. Just take one class. Don't try to get greedy. Just start off with one and see how your schedule is, and then add another one if you can. But you need to be moving towards something, not standing still, talking about someday, when this happens. Are y'all still there? I will overcome someday. And I always share that with you, because I don't knock Martin Luther King. But I just never figured out when someday is. So I want to overcome now, today. And I overcome first within myself. When I overcome within myself, it's just a matter of time before you see what you've overcame outside of yourself. Are y'all there? So the person who waits for certainty waits forever. It is not for us to understand everything that may happen. It is not for us to understand everything that may happen in life. We don't know if we do this or if we do that, as scripture said, what may or may not happen. We don't know if it's going to work. That's why the scripture teaches us that we need to continue to sow good, to sow good. That's why you got to deal with yourself, because depending on what's going on inside of you, when certain things hit you, your attitude changes. That's why you say, I ain't going to church, I ain't giving, I ain't doing that, I ain't putting no money in the church. See, we start thinking all crazy because we are crazy. See, you act crazy because you think crazy, because craziness is on the inside of you. But that's why the Bible encourages us. We got to keep giving good. Why? Because what goes around is coming back.
Now, you got to ask yourself, what's coming back to me based on what I've thrown out there? What have I cast out there? Cast your bread upon the waters, for in a season, you're going to find it again. You will find what you put out. That's why I teach you that whatever you need in life, give it away. Why? It's coming back. When? Have no idea. See, we can't be running around here telling people tomorrow by this time, unless God really talking to you. You better be careful trying to be that specific. So the only thing that we really have, Pastor Kenitra, is our experiences. What do you have? You don't have nothing but what you've experienced. That's all you really have is the things that you've experienced. And from our experiences, we do what? We learn. We learn to increase our odds of succeeding. Because you look back in retrospect and you say, nope, well, can't do that. That didn't work. See, because Paul made it clear to us in Romans chapter 16, he said that everything that happened before happened for our learning. So all I have is my experiences and what I have learned up to this point in my life. And because of what I've learned and because of what I've experienced, I can increase the odds of my success based on what I've learned, what to do and what not to do. Are you still there? So this is why God gave us a measure of faith. See, without hope, without hope in a better day, you don't have any place to put your faith. When we're looking at the world and everything that's going on, the way the world is viewing it, nothing but sad news. The stock market is down. Oh, it ain't been down like this in 10 years. And folks just saying, you know, just look like just ain't going to be no hope. Just, you know, and we forget that we are the image and likeness of God, and we have the ability to create. It doesn't matter what the world is going through. There's some money out there. There's opportunity out there. And if we would just know that and get out of the wrong mindset, we could tap into our creativity. When you start thinking wrong, you cancel out who you are, a creative being, and you cease to be able to create what you needed in your life because your mind ain't on it. So God gave us a measure of faith, and that measure must be developed. And again, without hope of a better day, I have no place to put my faith. I can put my faith no place. I can only put my faith in a place where I have a promise from God. You can only put your faith in something. You just can't have faith for nothing. Faith has to be put in something. And faith must be put in the word that God has given you. Since we don't know when our season will change, we must keep doing good so good can come back around to us. Are y'all understanding that? It's not a deep message. It's very simple. I just got to keep on doing good so good can come back around to me. But we don't know when or what will cause fortune to come around to us. We don't know when. That's why I love this scripture. It says, so in the morning, so in the evening, so what? Love, kindness, money. I ain't just talking about finances. Sow whatever you need to sow. If you need more love in your life, give some. See, if you need more friends, the book of Proverbs said, if you want friends in your life, he or she must first show themselves friendly. Everything that you get after you get saved is initiated by you. God ain't dropping nothing out of the sky. He's not a counterfeiter. He ain't making no money and producing it and dropping it on you. All the money you or ever need in your life lives in you. You better learn how to tap into whatever you need because God has already given you all the tools you need to live the way you desire to live. And while I'm on that subject, you have to learn how to make yourself happy and be content. Everybody don't have a desire to drive a Bentley. Everybody don't have a desire to ride in a Rolls Royce. You have to find that place in your life that makes you happy and content. Some people can be very happy with less. As a matter of fact, some of us are stressing and struggling over stuff because it's hard for us to hold on to it because we have more stuff and we don't have enough money to pay for it. If you will just lose some of that stuff, you will lose some of your stress trying to hold on to things that you're not able to hold on to right now. Learn how to be content. Well, I want to drive a Mercedes Benz. Well, right now, maybe you need to drive something else. What? I don't want to be stressing over no car, no. Are y'all there? You don't need that stress in your life. Just hold the picture in your mind of where you're going and what you want in your life. Everybody don't want that, but whatever you want, hold the picture of it in your mind. Sometimes you got to, I got rid of my car, and Dr. Luke did the same thing. Dr. Luke had a Mercedes Benz, and he said, man, they want all this money trying to put all these parts on here. He went and got him a Honda, and guess what? One of these days when he gets ready, he'll go get him another Mercedes or a Bentley or whatever he want. But you got to do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. Don't let stuff and material things stress you out. That was for somebody. Hallelujah. So I don't know when good fortune is going to come. I don't know when my season is going to change. I have no idea when it's going to come back around to me. I don't know this. I don't have the knowledge of knowing these things. But that's why I like what the Apostle Paul said. He said to the Galatian church, and he reminded them, you will only get back what you put out. You'll only get back that you have put out. You can't know when it's coming. That's not your concern. You're not concerned over what's coming and when it's coming. I've already checked out the results. I've already locked it on the inside of me. I've already fed pictures of it to myself. I'm already imagining those things that I desire to have in my life. I know that it's surely going to come. I know that it's going to come to pass. I'm not concerned about that. My concern is keeping myself together while I'm waiting on my change to come. I heard Job say, all the days of my life, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Why? Because I know that change is coming. I know that change is inevitable. I know that this is not my all-day, everyday situation. I know that God has a season for me. And just because I'm not walking in that season now, don't mean that it's not working its way around to me. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that God is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. I know from whom I have put my trust in. I know that God has made a way. It is just a matter of time before that way finds its way to me. That's why Paul said, don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary. Don't stop doing good. Don't throw in the towel. Don't feel bad about it. Make yourself happy. Get your joy back. And know that God is bringing it around. Because what goes around surely will come around. Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you don't give up, if you don't fade, in due season
is the season when everything is due to you. There's a season when God says account payable. It's time to get paid. It's time to reap. It's time to bring it in due season. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up now. In due season. There's a season when everything that you put out there is coming back. It's called due season. The season when everything that you put out there is due now. God says, now, now, now. I want to encourage you today. That's why I taught you lessons about energy. Money is nothing but energy. Everything in the world is energy. And energy moves in a circle. That's why when I throw something out there in the energy, in the ether, when I throw it out there, it's got to come back around. There is no way. But the problem is we can't predict what season is coming. I don't know if it's coming tomorrow. I don't know if it's coming next week. I don't know if it's coming next year. I don't know when it's coming. All I need to know is that it's coming and prepare myself for what's inevitable. I know that it's coming. I know that it's coming. So I learned how to wake up happy. I'm looking at my bills and I'm smiling. Why? I know it's coming. Come on, I'm looking at what I gotta have repaired and fixed in the house. I'm looking at the car repair and I'm looking at the money that I gotta spend that I don't have. But I'm smiling on the inside because I know that it's coming. I know that God has not forgotten about me. And I know that happiness and joy is gonna visit me in a whole nother way. But in the meantime, I'm gonna be happy on my inside. I'm gonna be happy in my inner universe. I'm gonna be happy in my mind. I'm gonna be happy on my job. I'm gonna be happy with no job. I'm gonna be happy on unemployment. I'm gonna be happy in any state that I find myself in. I was born to be happy. I was born to walk in joy. I was born to walk in prosperity. And I know that my day is coming. Glory to God. So, yes, it's hard. So what? Yeah, I don't like where I'm at. You and me and everybody else. But what are you doing to move forward? See, you have to stop looking at the steps that you're taking and saying to yourself, this ain't getting me nowhere. Oh, yeah, you in here. It is getting you somewhere. But the problem is you're walking by sight and not by faith. And when you walk by sight, every one of us in here can start getting depressed right now. If I start looking at what's in front of me with my physical eyes, I can just get depressed and just go on to the pharmacy. Give me some Prozac. Because, you know, I'm just losing it, you know. But if I understand that happiness and joy lies within me, and it's up to me to make myself happy, it's up to me to get myself full of joy, whatever it is that brings joy to you, you know, whatever kind of music that makes you, that can take you out of the place where you are, whatever you can listen to, whatever you can, whatever dance you can do, whatever makes you feel good. You need to get moving and do it. You got to change your state. Do a new dance. Go get a haircut. Go get a new hairstyle. Go buy you something. Do something to make yourself happy, because you cannot tap into what God has if you continue to walk around sad, trying to figure out things that you don't have an answer for. Because the scripture made it very clear to us. You do not know. You do not know. And so why I am not knowing, I got to do something that I do know. I know that I'm happy. I know that I control my state. I know that I am the master of my own faith. I know that God has given me power, the power of the Holy Ghost, to lead and guide me into all of the truth. I know that God has blessed me with a good mind. I know that God is a present help in my time of trouble. So when I find myself in trouble, what do? I tap into my help. My help is right here with me. My Redeemer liveth, and my help lives with me every single day. I will make myself happy. I don't need you to be happy. I'm happy all by myself. How you gonna be lonely? How you gonna be lonely when you got the God who made everything living on the inside of you? Michael Jackson said, "You are not alone." You are not alone. You're never alone. When are we going to learn how to just be happy? See, it's things in life that comes to make us force ourselves to tap into happiness and joy. How many of you dealing with stuff right now? You have no idea how you're going to get out of it. You have, matter of fact, you don't even know how you got in it. So what you gonna do? Dad, I might as well be happy. You say, well, how are you gonna be happy? Because happiness is not a byproduct of what happened. Happiness is something that I desire to have and to be. In this unpredictable life, you wake up one morning and look like everybody that don't like you show up. You look like one thing, looks like one thing after, and I got hit with this Monday and hit with this Tuesday and hit with this Wednesday and hit with this Thursday. But I got to learn how to allow the hits to continue to force me to go deeper within myself and pull out what's in me. Greater is he that is in me than anything that's outside of me. But see, God can't do that for you. That's the other dilemma here. He said, if you submit to me, then you have power to resist the enemy. What enemy? The enemy of sadness, depression. So as I submit to God, I can't help but get happy. And then it's all about putting yourself in a different state. See, you can't stay sad and depressed if you walk like this. See, sad and depressed people like this. What you looking for? That's why I told the church some time ago, do this experiment. If you see a child crying, tell them to look up and watch what happens. They can't keep crying. Scripture tells us to look up. You can't stay depressed if you look up. If you walk like you know you're somebody. I'm somebody regardless of what I have. I'm somebody because God made me somebody. And you walk like you somebody. You get your swag on. You walk like a millionaire. Yeah. People see you and they say, man, that brother, that sister's about something. Look at them strut. You ever see Denzel Washington walk? Lord have mercy. You gotta walk like you're somebody. I had a lady that used to keep me when I was young, and after I got grown, I went to visit her, went to her house, and I parked my car, and I was walking to her house, and when I got to her steps, she said, boy, you walk like you own everything. And that's because I had an elementary school teacher sell me walking to the store once. The playground's over here, and I'm walking to the store past the playground, and they used to call me Joy. Joy, come here. His name was Mr. Holmes, and he said, when you walk with your head up. And so now my wife have to tell me, put your head down. Because sometimes if we're talking, I'm like this. Because I've trained myself to make myself happy. You know, and that's why you got to learn how to change your physical. If you say, well, I'm kind of sad and I don't know what to do, change something physically. And if you change physically, that's why when you come to church, if you're sad, if you lift your hand, your body may say, I don't want to give praise. I don't want to honor God. I'm mad and I'm mad at God. I think God has done me wrong. But if you walk in the door and tell your body, I'm lifting these hands, even if I don't feel like it, because I can praise my way into a better day. I'll praise my way into a better hour. I'll praise my way into my money that I need. I'll praise my way into a better marriage. I'll praise my way into a better job. I'll praise my way into my healing. I'll praise my way in all that I need. So when I walk in the door, or even before I get to the door, I come in the house giving thanks. Why? I'm going to praise my way up out of this situation. Praise my way into my deliverance. Praise is what you should do. So when you don't know what to do, praise Him for what He's done. Has God done anything in your life? Whatever God has done in your life, praise Him for what He's done. Praise Him for what He's done. Praise Him for what He's doing. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Praise Him for what He did last week. Praise Him for what He did last year. Praise Him. That's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about it. We just keep on preaching anyhow. Praise Him. However you need. need to give him the glory. Just continue to praise God. Continue to lift him up. Continue to give him the glory. Continue to thank him. Remember that if God brought you out yesterday, he's going to bring you out tomorrow. Remember what God did yesterday. Remember what God did last year. Remember what God did the year before. You got to understand that if God did it once, God can do it again. If God did it once, he's ready to do it again. Don't give up. Don't get downhearted. Don't throw in the towel yet. Hallelujah. So when you don't know what to do, praise God, praise the Lord into a better day. Praise him into a better hour. That's what David did in Psalms 22. Read it when you get a moment. David said, Lord, how long are you going to have me running from my enemies? How long are you going to have me going through all these changes, hiding from Saul? How long are you going to have me going through all of this? How long? And then he said, "What?" And he would talk to his own soul. He said, my soul, why are you so downtrodden? But in Psalms 22, David was complaining to the Lord. But then David discovered something around the third or fourth verse after complaining. He said, but thou art holy. See, David realized that what he was going through had nothing to do with the God that he served, because God, the God that he served, was a different God. Meaning what? Because God is different, I ought to be different. But even when you have a complaint, just take it to the Lord. Don't go to nobody else. Just take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't like what I'm going through. Lord, I'm not happy with my situation. Lord, how long till my next season? But I hear the word of the Lord saying that God is holy and God is different. And when you complain to the Lord, it's just a matter of time. When you get to about the third or fourth complaint, it will turn into praise, and you will suddenly realize that God is holy, God is different, and I need to shut up and start giving him the praise. And remember what he did yesterday. Remember what he did last year. Remember how he brought you out before. Remember that he brought you out before, and he will bring you out again. Remember that the Lord is faithful. He's not like men. This life is unpredictable. Stop trying to predict stuff and do what he told you to do. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. And not by sight. Just walk. Just walk. Hold it, son. Walk by faith, not by sight. I don't know when my season is coming, but in due season, everything that's due me can't do nothing but find me. And what I am seeking is also seeking me. You need to know that what I'm looking for to happen is also looking for me. And we're going to meet somehow, some way. We're going to meet. But in the meantime, I have to learn how to deal with the hard things in life. I have to. lose my mind. I have to.
And you can't be around people that like to worry all the time. If you're around people that like to worry all the time, you know what happens? When you find your joy and your happiness, yeah, they try to bring you down. But once you get locked into your joy and happiness, they will upset you. See, personally, I can't stand to be around negative people. I love them, but I can't be around them. I can't be, when somebody open their mouth and start complaining, you know, it's time to cut the conversation. Hey, got to go. I'm fighting too hard to keep myself encouraged. I'm fighting too hard to hang on to my happiness. I'm fighting too hard to hang on to my joy. It's hard enough hanging on to it if I'm doing all the right things. So I don't need any outside energy working against me. Yes. Let's pray for some folk. If you are struggling internally, not outside. I'm not concerned about outside stuff. God is not either. But if you're struggling internally, and it's just all kind of confusion and all kind of stuff going on inside, we want to pray with you today, and we want to command peace to be still in your life. We want to speak peace into your life. Peace. Somebody go out to my car and get my oil out of the console. Peace. I asked Andre to bring me some CDs that he had of James Cleveland. I know he had a questionable lifestyle, but I really don't care. That's between him and God. He did so many songs that I love, and one of them was Peace, Be Still. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still. And when he gave them to me, I just played it over and over and over again. It ministered to me. It brought tears to my eyes because God was speaking to me. That's why I asked him for him, because I heard the word of the Lord inside of me saying, peace, be still, peace, be still, peace, be still. And I just needed that. I had to hear it. My grandmother used to have that old radio on in the morning getting ready for church when I was a young boy. And when I started getting high and acting a fool, I don't care what I was doing, I stopped and reverenced that song when I heard it. I could be on my way out the door Sunday morning to go do something I had no business doing. But Peace Be Still made me stay still enough to listen to that song. How many of you know things can minister to you even when you're acting a fool? That's why you're here now. Something was ministering to you while you was doing your thing. And that something was the Spirit of the living God. Peace. I want to declare peace. Peace in your life. And I heard the word of the Lord when I was putting my notes together.
want you to know that joy is coming to your house. Joy is coming to your house. I don't know when. I don't know what season. But joy is coming to your house. So what do you need to do? Prepare for it. Start removing everything that will hinder the joy from making an appearance. And watch joy show up. Come on, let's make this quick. We want to pray peace in your life. I'm talking to people. It may not be nobody. But if you got all kind of stuff going on and just ain't no peace there, I want you to come up here. Oh, I got my oil. Get that oil. Get that oil to one of these elders. Anoint everybody.